slid it on, letting the terry cloth soak up excess water on her body. She felt peaceful, pleased the performance had gone well this afternoon, more than well. She still had a few hours before tonight's dinner. Wishing she had someone to share her success, she gazed at the photograph in a silver frame on her bureau. Her parents smiled in the faded picture. Her father, a vaquero, a cowboy, who worked the ranches in New Mexico, and her mother, a Spanish teacher. Homesickness brushed her heart. She had grown up in Hachita, population 75, where the desert stretched in great open spaces dusted with sagebrush and mesquite, a land that belonged more to the giant tarantulas, rattlesnakes, and bandolero scorpions than to humans. Its silences embraced the sky. If she stood on a hill and gazed out over the vast land, she could hear the grumble of a truck on a road that edged the horizon. She knew the angles and steps of that desert, the crisp midnight wind, the honey scent of night-blooming flowers. Her first dance teacher, Ellen Vasquez, lived in Deming, about an hour's drive from Hachita. Ellen had danced with the New York City Ballet and performed in Spain. She taught Lucia all she knew, in both ballet and flamenco. Lucia's dark hair and large eyes evoked the gypsies who had created flamenco, melding their Eastern heritage with the influences of Moorish Spain. Born as a cry of pain from a people persecuted throughout their history, flamenco could also brim with audacious joy, a refusal of the human spirit to bow under adversity. It was emotion at its deepest, the passion and vigor of a wandering race. 8 years ago, when Lucia was 16, her parents had begun to fear her intense focus on dance would burn her out like a candle left to flicker too late into the night. They borrowed a computer for her, hoping to expand her interests. So, she learned to wander the World Wide Web. Now, with a few hours to fill, Lucia sat at her computer and started up a program called WebSparks. A large white square appeared on the screen. The border that framed the square was gorgeous, a mosaic of stylized flowers that repeated in geometric interlocking patterns. Gold and bronze, with flashes of deep turquoise blue, the border brought to mind a grotto gilded by the sunset over the Mediterranean Sea. Centered in each corner, an eight-pointed starlight pattern radiated intricate repeating designs. She often wondered about WebSpark's maker. What sort of mind could both design such a sophisticated program and create such beautiful artwork? A pleasant voice spoke.
Good evening, Lucia.
Hi, Miguel, she answered, using the name she had given her copy of WebSparks. The program was available with either a male or female voice. She had picked this version because it reminded her of her father, Enrique Francisco del Mar. WebSparks was a web browser. It guided her around the Internet and World Wide Web. The Internet was a world-spanning net of computers, all in communication with one another. The Web consisted of places on the Internet she could visit, either to explore or talk with other people, like an electronic gypsy traveling the landscapes of an electronic universe. She liked WebSparks because the program talked, not to her, but with her. 4 years ago, it had hit the market like fire on a gas-soaked field. Three camps formed: those who loved the garrulous browser, those who loathed having their computer try to chat with them, and those who didn't care a whit either way, but who found it entertaining to watch debates flame between the first two camps. At first, she had wondered if WebSparks was an artificial intelligence. AI had long been an interest of hers, ever since she researched it at 16 for a school project. To her disappointment, Miguel didn't qualify. He could interpret and speak several languages using his huge database of knowledge, but he didn't think about what he said. He simply applied rules his human designer had given him. It was true that when she asked him to find her a good vacation spot, he knew better than to list billions of places. Instead, he asked questions such as, which did she find more restful, beaches or mountains? But his apparent leap of understanding, that humans took vacations to rest, didn't really qualify as thinking either. He was just applying another rule. The problem was, Miguel had no common sense. She had to teach him all sorts of things she took for granted, such as that